ॐ अघोरेश्वराय नमः। सर्वेश्वराय नमः। राजराजेश्वराय नमः। श्रीगुरुदेवाय नमः। Tonight is the fourth night of Navaratri, Chaturthi, Tithi. During this sacred time, we are engaged in evoking Mahashakti, the Supreme Power, Mother of the Universe, with her various names. Today is the night of Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi is the mother that provides everything that we need. We all have come empty-handed in this world, did not bring our lifelong supply of oxygen and water and food and clothing. And we came empty-handed. It all has been provided so far. Whatever our need has been to sustain this life, it has been provided, and more. He needed water, milk, food, clothing, shelter. Diamonds, petroleum, plastic, you name it. Everything comes from the earth. Mother Earth has given us everything, material. This is why in our scriptures, the earth is called Lakshmi. Samudravasane Devi Parvatstanumandite Vishnu Patni Namastubhyam Padasparsham Chamasume. O consort of Vishnu, this earth has been called consort of Vishnu, wife of Vishnu. Wife of Vishnu is Lakshmi. How often do we sit in that wonder, that amazement, that which we are worshipping is right beneath our feet, is holding us, sustaining us, just like a mother holds the baby. Baby's feet can be all over her body. We call Mother Earth, but do we feel that connection with the earth? The kind of connection that we have with our mother. It's not just a concept. In devotion, we have to bring that feeling of reverence in our interaction, in our being. That's why it's called devotion. Feeling of sacredness. If we bring that feeling of sacredness towards the earth and really offer our love and respect to the earth, it fills us with immense joy. We always feel held, supported, provided for. Yes, some effort is required. We have to play our part, and Mother Earth plays her part. Just like we play our part, the Divine Mother gives us whatever we need, the right effort. If we just sit there and just say, she will come to feed me, that may not happen. We all came empty-handed in trust. The trust was there, that it will be there. And we have to look at our relationship with trust itself. Do we trust that everything will be okay? Or we live in fear. What will happen if this happens? What will happen if that happens? That's just the imagination of the mind creating fear. Ultimately, everything is okay. It may not be exactly what we think it should be, but it is there enough. It is enough there for us to move on, go on. Our needs are very simple. Food in the belly, clothing on the body, and a little shelter. Rest is just maya. Rest is just, there is no end to having more and more and more. We have one thing, then we want a little better, another thing. Our needs are very little, and Mother provides that in one form or another. She doesn't descend from heaven to give it to us, just she finds another vehicle, an instrument. So another person becomes her instrument to provide that for you, but it is her who is giving to you through that person. Heart of a devotee sees that Mother's hand in everything that happens in his or her life. It's all Ma's grace. It is the Mother, Divine Mother, who shows up in our life in the form of mother, in the form of partner, in the form of daughter. Give us joy and happiness of various kinds. Emotional wealth. It is her who comes in her various forms to bring that to us. The day we are able to see the sacredness even in those relationship with our mother, relationship with our wife, partner, or daughter, our life becomes a divine life, sacred life. When we do not see that, then we create something totally different for ourselves. There is no end to wanting more. Observances like this give us a chance to stop, take a step back from the direction we are flowing in, and appreciate the blessings that are already in our life. And those blessings are grace of Ma. Those blessings are Ma herself. Tonight is the night to celebrate those blessings in our heart. As you noticed, Ma is worshipped with yellow flowers, the golden light. Tonight is the night to meditate upon the golden light in our heart. Just bring your attention to your heart and imagine golden light spreading from there. If you want to go more in detail, Mother is sitting there on the lotus, heart lotus, clad in golden, clad in yellow, granting us boon with her raised hand, be fearless, and the left hand granting us boon, be fearless and have everything you need. This is what she's sitting in her heart telling you. As long as your heart is open, the heart lotus is open, the Divine Mother comes and sits on it. If her heart is closed because of any negative emotions, anger, fear, doubt, greed, jealousy, the lotus is not open, there is no place for her to sit. So first open the heart lotus, thinking of all the gratitude in your life. And just say from the silence, the vibrations of your heart, that, oh Mother, I am very grateful for all the blessings in my life. I am very grateful for all the blessings in my life. May my life become that flower that can reach up to your feet. May I be able to offer my life, my actions, that makes the world a little better. That will be my offering of this flower at your feet. Mother is very kind. She listens. Let your mind take a back seat. Open your heart with gratitude. Feel her presence all around you. She's holding you in the form of Mother Earth, in the form of all the directions, space itself between the earth and the sky is her presence. I bow to her with all my limbs in all different directions and thank you for taking this time. Om Hara Hara Mahadev Namah Parvati Pate Hara Hara.